It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
In our series, Experiencing God, we need to examine our expectations of God. Are they realistic? Are they biblical? Or are they based on something else, such as culture? Let me introduce this inquiry into expectations by asking you a question. What are your expectations of Starbucks? You heard me right, Starbucks. Years ago, a news item, the morning of November 5th, 2015, got me thinking about this question. The headline read, "Christians livid after Starbucks releases unusual holiday cups." The problem was that Starbucks had introduced festive red cardboard coffee cups, which omitted the word Christmas. Are we supposed to be livid because Starbucks isn't meeting Christian expectations? How did we come to expect Starbucks to acknowledge, even promote Christmas, and therefore in some way Christianity, to its coffee-consuming clientele? Any such disappointment at Starbucks is based on our false expectations. God's expectation is that the good news of Jesus Christ and His kingdom be proclaimed by the lips and lives of His people, not cardboard coffee cups. Have we constructed false expectations not only of Starbucks, but also of God? I propose that if we experience disappointment with God, it is because we have warped expectations of God. How do we unmask misleading expectations about God and recover true expectations? The answer will have a direct bearing on our experience of the one true God revealed as Jesus Christ. How are our expectations conceived and born? Well, our expectations come from somewhere, and culture plays a large part in shaping our expectations. You've heard the American triad, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Canadian equivalent is peace, order, and good government. Add to these triads the pronouncement of religious celebrities, spiritual self-help resources, scientific discoveries, and strong political and military powers, and we have expectations galore. To a great extent, these expectations reflect our culture. In turn, our culture shapes a lot of what we expect of God, expectations that God provide us with continuous good health, all the wealth we need, and a bit more. Freedom to do and go where we want, and complete safety and security, and happiness, lots and lots of happiness. Our expectations of God need to be tested and often corrected. Let's look more closely at some expectations we have about God. God gets a bad rap from most of us. We may not say it out loud, but we think it, and it shows. On one hand, God doesn't do what we expect Him to do. On the other, we blame Him for things He did not do. Here are a couple of examples. 1. God allows suffering. A few years ago, a rabbi wrote a popular book on this issue. His expectation was that if God was good, and if God was powerful enough, God would eradicate suffering without delay. So, either God isn't good, or He isn't powerful enough. Now, don't get me wrong. This is an important topic, and I'm limited in my understanding of it. But could the dynamics of suffering be quite different and far more complex than the rabbi's simplistic formula? A Sri Lankan theologian, Ajith Fernando, who knows something of suffering, writes this, quote, "One of the most serious theological blind spots in the Western Church is a defective understanding of suffering," end quote. Now, be assured of this, God is love. 1 John 4, verses 8 and 16. Do your expectations of God and suffering align with the reality that God is love, as well as all good and all powerful? This reality leads our expectations to a completely different place, one in which we can know that God, who has suffered, is present with us in our suffering, and employs that suffering for our ultimate good. Here's another example, 2. God doesn't care, He's distant. This disappointment may be triggered by the expectation that God should always provide what we ask, when we ask. we do all the things we think we need to do to get God to act. But God doesn't come through. What a disappointment he is, we think. This may also be based on the idea that God is like a watchmaker who wound up creation and walked away. That's the view of deism, popularized by the Bette Midler song, God is Watching Us from a Distance. There's no expectation that God will care, after all, apparently. We already know he is disappointingly absent. Yet consider this. Who would have expected God to be so vitally present among us that he became a human, the incarnation? He died, the crucifixion, and he returned to life, resurrection. Are your expectations of God aligned with the historical and biblical record of who Jesus Christ is and what he has done? He is not absent. He was and continues to be present here and now. And yet another example. 3. God doesn't speak to me. You may not hear a voice or feel a push or a pull or a prod. Nevertheless, God does speak. What is it you expect to hear? And how do you expect to hear it? As you listen to the holy and ancient text of the Bible, you step into God's story. It is there that you can hear and see God at work in the background and on occasion in the foreground. Among the final written words of the Apostle Paul are 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man or woman of God may be thoroughly equipped to every good work. Are your expectations of God aligned with the holy and ancient text of the Bible? So here's a reality check. What each of us need is a reality check of our expectations of God, and how do we do that? You'll remember the threefold test for determining whether what you are hearing is authentically from God. The same tests assess whether your expectations of God are authentic and real. Ask whether your expectations of God are aligned with 1, the holy and ancient text of the Bible, 2, the person and work of Jesus Christ, and 3, God's character of love. Do some of your expectations of God need to change?
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.